You've stopped in at the Guidepost, brought to you by the American Saltwater Guides Association. Stock up on gear, grab a coffee at the counter, and get ready to hear incredible fish stories from the best captains on the East Coast and thought-provoking conversations with stakeholders and policymakers working to protect these fisheries. This podcast is presented by Costa Sunglasses.
Join ASGA in calling for managers to protect critical year classes of striped bass management. The ASGA Striped Bass Action Alert is officially live on the ASGA website. We are facing spawn failures and poor management. The ASMSC Striped Bass Management Board must take action to fulfill their obligation to rebuild our striped bass fishery. We believe the board needs to prioritize the long-term health of this shared resource and equitable contributions to conservation by all sectors. Reductions should balance impacts across jurisdictions. Law enforcement has deemed no targeting closures unenforceable. Despite the fact that they are a large portion of the proposed management options, ASGA remains adamant that no targeting closures should not be considered. ASGA submitted a full scope of management requests in an official letter at the fall meeting. The board voted to reconvene in December. They will do so December 16th to consider new actions for 2025. Now that new management options have been proposed, the following letter represents our management goals for the meeting on December 16th, 2024. I'm going to read through our letter right after this. If you support our position, we are calling on you to sign our official letter. Go to the ASGA website and click Striped Bass Action Alert on the header on the main webpage. There, you'll find all the resources and data supporting what we're discussing and the official letter form at the bottom. If you're the representative of a brand, you can sign on behalf of that brand. You can sign on behalf of a fishing-related business that you own and operate. You can sign as a fishing guide or as a concerned recreational angler. Our letter reads as follows. The American Saltwater Guides Association represents conservation-minded fishing guides, private anglers, and fishing businesses who advocate for better business through conservation. ASGA remains steadfast in its commitment to rebuilding the Atlantic striped bass stock by 2029. However, we are deeply concerned about the long-term implications for the spawning stock biomass, as six consecutive years of failed spawns will severely impact the adult stock in the coming years. There is an enormous amount of uncertainty in projecting fishing mortality. This resulted in three different scenarios of no reduction, an 8% reduction, and a 14% reduction that the technical committee found reasonable. The document states that the TC/SAS highlighted several major sources of uncertainty in the projections, including the realized 2024 removals, the magnitude of the increase in fishing mortality in 2025 that is expected to occur, and the F rate that the population will experience from 2026 to 2029. We appreciate the opportunity to provide comments on this critical issue. ASGA recognizes the significant effort put into developing the updated projections and 2025 management considerations despite the short time frame. Similarly, our window to review and submit feedback is short. Nevertheless, we offer the following input for management potential options. Number one, no targeting closures. The assumption that Maryland exceeded its conservation goals through no targeting closures is fundamentally flawed. When closures were first implemented in 2018, fishing effort remained static. By 2020, expanded no-targeting closures paradoxically led to increased effort. Maryland's goals were met because fewer fish were available to be caught. This was a direct result of declining abundance. As the stock in the Chesapeake Bay collapses, both effort and catch per unit effort have declined. Relying on a false assumption to build new measures is not a sound strategy for managing the most economically important fishery on the East Coast. The Law Enforcement Committee has consistently stated that no targeting closures are virtually unenforceable, rating them the least enforceable of 27 management guidelines with a score of 1.87 out of 5. No targeting closures disproportionately affect regions with shorter fishing seasons. Guides and fishing businesses in these areas will face devastating economic impacts, with some businesses at risk of closure altogether. While ASGA traditionally supported no harvest closures over no targeting closures, the recently proposed no harvest closures lack equity among states. States like Maine, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts have much shorter fishing seasons compared to southern states. A 50-day no harvest period in Maine imposes a far greater burden than the same closure in New Jersey. Additionally, states with longer seasons can cherry-pick closure periods that minimize their impact, further exacerbating inequities. States with higher harvest rates and more access to the fishery should shoulder a proportionately greater share of reductions, if considering no harvest closures. Adjusting the slot. The technical committee has been tasked with exploring a smaller slot limit to protect the 2018 year class. ASGA views this as one of the only viable paths forward. Historical data underscores the risk of maintaining the status quo. When the 2015 year class entered the slot, harvest levels increased by 1 million fish. A similar surge cannot be allowed to occur with the 2018 year class. Moving the slot lower will further protect both critical remaining year classes. Projections using 2018 as a baseline fail to reflect the current reality. The robust 2015 year class is no longer available, and the time series does not account for the significant shift. While the spike in 2011 spawning production may resemble that of 2018, though still half the total production, about 35 compared to about 14 on the juvenile abundance index, the next 6 years of spawning production are non-existent after 2018. Using 2011 to 2018 time series as a proxy for juvenile abundance neglects the last 6 years of abysmal spawns and our crippling lack of juvenile fish. Moving the slot limit downward to avoid targeting the 2018 year class is the best option for maintaining acceptable fishing mortality levels. This approach should be reassessed following the 2027 benchmark stock assessment. Conversely, moving the slot upward would target the 2015 year class again, while keeping the slot static risks repeating the mistakes of 2022 and 2023. Finally, there should be equity between commercial and recreational reductions. If the board decides on a percent reduction, it should be equal across sectors. Commercial reductions must come off harvest and not quota. Otherwise, it is a worthless exercise. A reduction is not realized if taken from fish that are not being caught. Anchored gillnet fisheries that intercept large females on their way to spawn must come to an end. 6 years of spawning failures have left us in an almost impossible situation. In the face of management challenges and specific spawning requirements and environmental requirements, netting adult females before they spawn is negligent. In conclusion, the Striped Bass Management Board is out of time to act decisively. Further delays or missteps will exacerbate the challenges currently facing this critical fishery. The undersigned organization guides fishing businesses and conservation-minded anglers strongly advocate for lowering the slot limit to protect the 2018 year class, minimize harvest, and sustain the fishing economy. This approach balances conservation needs with economic realities, ensuring a future for both striped bass population and all communities and sectors that depend on them. If you support this concept, we hope you will go find this official letter. Go to our Striped Bass Action Alert page, scroll down, and complete the form to have your name, your brand, your business represented on behalf of ASGA. This letter will be submitted to the Striped Bass Management Board. It will be submitted before the end of the day on Tuesday. Our form window will close at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday. If you have any questions about policy, science, research, the form, advocacy, whatever it may be, reach out to American Saltwater Guides Association. You can email us at info@saltwaterguidesassociation.org. You can also reach out directly to our Facebook or our Instagram accounts. We are here to be a resource for you, and we appreciate you listening to this episode of The Guidepost.